the head coach of the Palisade Bulldogs wrestling team, former two-sport athlete at Mesa State, football and wrestling. Tanner Ridgway joins us. Tanner, I appreciate the time. How you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
Always great to talk with you. Last night, your wrestlers were on the mats against Delta. Unfortunately, you had some forfeits that made it a challenge last night to be able to score some points against the Delta Panthers.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're down probably 4 or 5 varsity guys right now. We were able to fill some of those with some JV guys, but yeah, had 4 open slots and hard to win duels giving away that many forfeits.
Yeah, it's tough right now because we're seeing, because of COVID, matches being postponed. We saw Grand Junction Central, Tanner, get postponed the other night. I know Fruit of Montrose got postponed as well. And at least, I guess the silver lining here for you is that at least you're not getting duels postponed, but it's tough when you got some kids on the sidelines because of this.
Yeah, for sure. I guess the good thing is we're still getting those matches, not necessarily for those varsity kids, but those JV, next up kids, they need to be getting their matches too, because you never know, come the regional tournament, we might have a kid get sick or come down with an injury or whatnot. So, just getting matches right now is a good thing.
Tanner Ridgway, coach of the Palisade wrestling team, joining us today on the Team Sports Network. I know a young man that you have a lot of high hopes for is Judah Guajardo, who finished third at state at 120 pounds in his sophomore season. And obviously he's been, ever since he was doing Little Dogs Wrestling, he's been putting himself in a position to go over and try to win a state title and trying to make that happen here in 2022.
Yeah, yep. Judah's a kid right now that, he battled a knee injury earlier in the season, got that taken care of, and was really wrestling well, did well up there at the TOC in Vernal, and then he came down with some sickness, so he's battling that, but should be back next week and get a few more matches in before we get to that regional tournament, and he's off to the races at that point.
Tanner Ridgway, Bulldogs wrestling coach, with us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. Where do you feel like the Judah Tanner's really focused in on in terms of his technique and where you've seen improvement? I mean, it's obviously been more of a challenge this year because of some of the injuries he's had to deal with, but where have you seen some of that hard work in the off season and on the mats where that's really kind of started to pay off for him?
I think after the break, what we were seeing out of him, with our central duel and our tournament up in Vernal, was he was moving a lot more. He was a lot more active on his feet, a lot more physical, just kind of moving and getting after it. And I think that, if he can do that again, next week and carry that out, he'll be in really good shape.
Tanner Ridgway, Palisade wrestling coach, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. Talk to me about some of the other guys that you have. I mean, Judah gets a lot of the attention because of his success previously over at the state tournament, Tanner, but maybe a couple of guys that you feel like have really started to kind of hit their stride this season for your wrestling team.
Yeah, sure. Top guys that kind of pop out into my head is Keaton Young, junior. He's wrestling 138s for us right now. Extremely hard worker, great kid. Very coachable. I think we'll see big things out of him. Really enjoys the sport. Tyrus Despain, same thing. Very coachable, hard worker. he's probably a 500 in his record right now, but those losses are against extremely tough kids. I know he's ranked right now, but he is a kid that we will see for sure at the state tournament, I think, this year. And probably the last one is Dawson David. He's doing a great job. He's really got maybe 2 or 3 moves that are his bread and butter, but when he hits those, doesn't matter what kind of a wrestler you are, he can get those on you, you're in trouble. Hard worker, great kid. Really excels in the classroom as well. But those 3 kids, I think, barring no sickness, no injury, those kids are going to do some good things this year.
Yeah, keep our fingers crossed for those guys to stay healthy. And you mentioned Tyrus Despain, Keaton Young. They both won by decision and pin last night in that duel against the Delta Panthers. Palisade wrestling coach Tanner Ridgeway with us. And I want to talk to you. I mentioned that you were at Mesa State back in the day. You played at Paonia High School, outstanding football player, wrestler, and you were offered the chance to play both football and wrestle at Mesa State back in the day. Chuck Pfeiffer and Joe Romano, who of course is teaching out there at Palisade on the sidelines for the Bulldogs football team once again. But talk about the impact that those two guys had on you now that you're a coach, because we're talking about Joe Romano, one of the greatest coaches in high school football coaching on this side of the hill and in the state. Chuck Pfeiffer, outstanding high school collegiate wrestler, college wrestling coach. Talk to me about the impact those two had on you and your coaching style.
I totally agree with you. Both of those guys are great coaches, great people, and I totally model how I coach off of both of their styles. I constantly reach out to both of those guys and run things by them because they've seen it, they've done it, and they always have good input for me. I try to bring some of Chuck's better qualities into the room, and I try to bring some of Joe's best qualities into the room. And I think eventually, once we can get the program up and going and really started, I think that stuff will really shine through, and we'll have a very successful program, just like those guys do.
Yeah. One final thing, I mentioned you competed collegially in football and wrestling. That just doesn't happen anymore at any level, Tanner. Division I in particular, but Division II, it just doesn't happen. And you're kind of a unicorn back in the day, being able to compete in both those sports.
Yeah. It was extremely hard. I only did one for 1 year, but so I was only doing both for 1 year. But that 1 year, it was extremely tough. It was a lot of work. Just staying on top of both football and wrestling and two different, conditioning stuff, so I'm jumping from one sport to the next and got to get into a different shape and everything. But yeah, it was a blast. I wouldn't change it for anything. The only thing I would change is I would continue to do both of them for longer,
Sure. No doubt. And I remember you doing that, and what a remarkable situation was. You were able to do both, even if it was just for the one season. Tanner, I appreciate you coming on today. Best of luck to you and the Bulldogs going forward as we head toward, of course, regionals and the state wrestling tournament. Appreciate the time as always.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, take care. Tanner Ridgeway, the head wrestling coach of the Palisade Bulldogs wrestling team. I remember when he